producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Double talk to us, Doug. No. I'm not trying to move the clock upside down, inside out, here, there. Hear ye. It's 7 after the hour. That is the correct time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. The tragedy of the day today, it's Martin Luther King Day, is that there are no black actors nominated for Oscars, and that is upsetting some people. There are black actors. Well, there are films.
Trending on Twitter. Hashtag Oscars so white.
Yeah. Well, is that a good discussion for Martin Luther King Day? Are they
Jada Pinkett
people?
Smith a little upset that her husband Will Smith didn't get nominated for the Concussion movie?
Mm-hmm. I heard the movie wasn't that good.
No, the movie's very good. Who told you it wasn't good?
I'd heard from several people. I mean, no one went to
what
see
do they
it.
Know? What do you mean nobody went to see it? A lot of people have seen it.
Well, Doug likes it just because it bashes the NFL.
Right, exactly. Right. And appropriately so. It's a good movie.
Hey, Will Smith would have banged on a pot on for 2.5 hours, and Doug would have said it's great.
Excuse me?
Boom,
I think that's the sequel. That's Concussions Part 2.
Oh, really? All right, so today, big story of the day on The Onion is that Keith Richards is still alive, and his housekeeper is waiting for him to die. And under the circumstances, one, if you look at him and understand how he's lived his life, you would wonder not, as she has suggested, she's been expecting to go into his house every day and find him dead.
She says, each morning before I leave to work, I look in the mirror, take a deep breath, and think to myself, Rosemary, you could very well find Keith Richards' dead body today.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sarah for the Stones. And we were trying to figure out yesterday, Jennifer and I, why was it? Was it your father and I? Were you part of that conversation? We were talking about Keith Richards marrying Keith Richards, man.
Oh, I was there. Rupert Murdoch and his lady friend. Her name? Jerry Hall.
Yep. Right. And we were pretty cynical about the reasons. Was that a conversation we were having with Larry Elder? Who was in on that conversation with us?
It was Larry Elder.
Was it? All right. Did you post the picture of you and me and Larry?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
What in the world are you waiting for?
I'm sorry, Dougie.
Good Lord. You can post it at Doug Steffen. Where do we put it? Facebook.com/good day. And then there's Facebook.com/Jennifer Horn Radio. Richie, what's your Facebook?
Rich McFadden.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Twitter/RichMcFadden. Instagram/RichMcFadden.
Really?
How creative is that?
That's really creative.
Meet you over there. See you there.
Martin Luther King, responsible for our motivational thought of the day today, as he is with most of the other things we've been talking about that have to do with what moves you from where you are. He said, among many things that he came upon, that he saw, and it was quoted for, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Wow. What are you doing for others? Think about that as you start your day today. We all know you have to do for yourself. We all have to do for ourselves. I'm reminded frequently that we all must take the oxygen first before we pass the oxygen mask to somebody else. So are you doing good things for yourself? And then in league with that, are you doing good things for other people? Do you share? Do you care? Do you help? I think that's part of why we are all here, frankly. That's a mantra you hear from me all the time. We are all here to help. And I think that that's one of the things that Martin Luther King underscored, which would be a good thing to teach all of our children, Richie. What are you doing? It can't always be about you. It's not, I mean, when you're 1, 2, 3 years old, it's always all about you because you're defining your world.
Right,
it's all they know. But once you get old enough to understand what's going on, very important to understand how to help other people who may not be as fortunate as you are. So I leave that on you and move to back to those who want to help themselves, that is America's politicians. Let's help ourselves and not worry too much about how we can help others. There are some people who are motivated to help others. That's not fair to say they're all the same. But I'm convinced that Hillary Clinton and the others who are running for the presidential position are interested in what they can get out of it themselves. And maybe, you know, they're really interested in helping others as well. But it's always about them first. Here in the Democratic presidential debate last night, Hillary clashes with Mr. O'Malley and Bernie Sanders over where the money comes from to run their campaigns.
You raised a lot of money on Wall Street when you were the head of the Democratic Governors Association.
Yeah, but I haven't gotten a penny this year. But somebody, please, go on to MartinOMalley.com. Go on to MartinOMalley.com. Send me your check. They're not giving me zero.
But Secretary Clinton, and you're not the only one, so I don't mean to just point the finger at you. You've received over $600,000 in speaking fees from Goldman Sachs in 1 year. I find it very strange that a major financial institution that pays $5 billion in fines for breaking the law, not one of their executives is prosecuted, while kids who smoke marijuana get a jail sentence.
I'm with you on that one, pal. There's no disagreement with me on that one. What an outrage.
I think Bernie Sanders is about as crazy as they come, but a lot of times he really makes sense.
He says about the same thing, frankly, that Donald Trump is saying in a different way. It is crazy to be sending people to jail for the offenses that he just underscored. Using drugs should be, there's no time involved in that. There shouldn't be. Okay, now, then the question came up about Bill and Hillary. Remember when Obama was running? He says, I can't figure out who I'm running against.
Yeah.
So here she talks about what her husband is going to do in the, in not only the campaign, but what happens after she gets elected.
You have said that President Clinton would advise you on economic issues, but be specific if you can. Are you talking about a kitchen table role on economics, or will he have a real policy role?
It'll start at the kitchen table. We'll see how it goes from there. I'm going to have the very best advisors that I can possibly have. And when it comes to the economy and what was accomplished under my husband's leadership in the 90s, especially when it came to raising incomes for everybody and lifting more people out of poverty than at any time in recent history, you bet. I'm going to ask for his ideas. I'm going to ask for his advice.
Yeah, and actually, she's right about that. If you go back to the Reagan years and then the Clinton years, they were the best economic years, certainly of recent memory in the last 30, 35, 40 years, and they were the years that we felt the best. I don't think Hillary has it in her to make us feel as good as her husband did, regardless of what a scoundrel he was. He still made us feel good, as Ronald Reagan made us feel good in the face of a lot of tough stuff going on in our country at that time. We still felt good about being Americans. When you go see the Benghazi movie, which is a reflection on what went on in this administration, you don't feel good about being an American.
Yeah, but the difference is time and technology. Back in the Reagan years, you wouldn't have seen a movie made about something.
Well, it isn't just that. I use that as an example. There are plenty of other examples.
We are so that we can come up exposed with. To everything
yep,
now.
We are.
We were the 80s. We were still kind of dumb and stupid about what really went on down on K Street. And in the 90s, when Clinton was in there, that's when we started to see it with the Monica Lewinsky stuff and all the other trysts that Bill Clinton had. That's when you started to see what goes on behind the power brokers on K Street and in the White House. And now it's just it's wide open. So it's just,
yeah. That's one of the things we should be dancing or protesting in the street. Take the page out of the Martin Luther King playbook. And let's start protesting. Let's start civil disobedience. Let's be focused on the things that we want changed. Most of us agree on the four or five main things that we want changed. It doesn't make any difference whether a Democrat or Republican or we have no political affiliation. The three or four major things that are bothering all of us in this country, or most of us, have nothing to do with party, frankly. They have to do with the reality of how corrupt things have become, as Richie just suggested. How corrupt K Street has created this atmosphere.
Oh, no.
And by the way,
K Street's always been corrupt.
Well, but
we just know
more
about it more now.
I think there are more now.
More people are reporting about it.
Look at JFK. He was sleeping with everybody and everything, and how he even got into office.
That's not the same money thing. This is money. And by the way, the movie that's coming out about the drug industry will highlight. I've been talking off and on about the various movies that are around now that are actually getting focused on what's wrong with our society. Good message movies like The Big Short, 13's another one. The Michael Moore movie that's coming out has some good points in it. There's also another movie coming out about the drug industry. Do you know that the average amount of money that congressmen have gotten, every single congressman, the average amount of money they're getting from the drug industry is over $400,000 in their campaign war chest.
Wow.
The average. Imagine how much money those people who are on the committees that have to do with drug legislation are getting. And then you get back to the bottom line of what it is that we have our focal point here. Oh my God, I love this. God, do I love this. I'm looking, I'm focused on what
did
we're
you want
about.
To share with the club?
I am. I'm looking at my email.
I missed what's going on.
No, you didn't. Here's there's a lady that I love more than any other lady in my life I ever have. And when she's listening to me, she loves to send comments, and I love to see her comments. And I share the music with Richie and Jennifer, but I don't often share them with the audience. And so she's listening to us talk about Bill Clinton, and she's not. Let's see, how could I best describe her politics?
A right of till of a hun. Just a little right.
She'd take exception to that. But she agrees with Jennifer most of the time. How's that?
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
There you go.
Most
I like
time.
It.
So she says, Clinton did not make me feel good. By the way, he inherited a good economy and ruined it. So, it's all in perspective.
She's not wrong. The economy was good when he took over.
Yeah.
Already.
Yep.
Yeah. But I still think he was able to bring people, I mean, forget about his personal life, because that was just a horror show. All the allegations. Totally embarrassing.
He was so busy with his personal life that he didn't really have time to screw up politically.
But he didn't divide people as much. I mean, it seems like we're playing team sports these days, and I don't think that was the case with Bill Clinton.
No. All right. So there it is. More food for thought. That's what we're all about here. Opinions, thoughts. It's 18, make it 19 after the hour. Good day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com didn't get much buzz when it was released in 1986 for some reason. A King Dream chorus performing in the video made up some of the biggest names in the world in music. Let's see here, El DeBarge, Whitney Houston, Stacey Ladislaw. I don't know who that is. Who's Stacey Ladislaw? Do you know who that is, Jennifer? Stephanie Mills in this new edition. Fat Boys. Run DMC. The song is called King Holiday. It was only available as a 45 back in 1960, rather 86. You remember what a 45 is, Jennifer, right?
I do. A little album.
Yeah, a little album. Okay, so we have the audio here we're playing a bit of. A couple of different versions, actually. The longer one includes about a minute of the intro with one of the sons of Martin Luther King answering the questions about MLK. The other is just a song. You have both posted as the video of the day in the video of the day box at DougSteffen.com. Richie, do we have the audio from the sun? I think that would be
interesting
if you have it. If you don't have it, I understand.
Welcome to the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change. The center is the living legacy to Dr. King and his dream.
He had a dream?
Oh, yes. He had a dream for freedom, justice, and equality for all people, everywhere.
What's this?
This is the Nobel Peace Prize awarded to Dr. King for his nonviolent work.
What's that?
That's the proclamation declaring Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a national holiday, a holiday for peace.
Was Dr. King a good man? Was he a smart man? Was he a kind man?
Yes, he was all of these things.
How come you know so much about him?
Yeah! Yeah!
Because he was also my father.
Nice. So, a little bit.
All right.
Moderately contrived.
Spoiler alert.
Right. Well, the other side of it is that I know going around in the minds of some people listening to us right now when those questions are asked by those children, yeah, but he was a womanizer. Yeah, he slept with other women. Yeah, he was unfaithful to his wife. Do those sorts of things outweigh, overpower the message that he had and the things that we learned so much about ourselves from him? Some people probably would say yes to that question. What do you say, Jennifer?
Yes.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So his infidelity overpowers everything else that he did that was good.
Here's why. I mean, look, I think that he was a good president, but I think that you have
president.
To...
Martin Luther King.
I'm sorry, Martin Luther King. He was a good... He was a good political... A good political figure. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Political figure, I think. But... Look, he did a lot of good, and people like Bill Clinton, the people like Martin Luther King Jr., who have done a lot of good in their life, I think you have to put that into a class and look at their accomplishments, but does it get tarnished by their personal lives? I think, absolutely, and I don't know if it negates everything that they do, but I think you have to, I mean, nobody's perfect. You have to put it all in position with each other, you know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think there's pieces of it that do kind of tarnish a perfect reputation.
Richie, you?
I think what the guy did was great for the country.
Stellar, of course.
And it's certainly a good message and good things. But, you look at it and it does tarnish it. But does it take anything away from it? No.
Mm. All right. Got it. All right. So here's somebody who's done some good. A practical problem exists in the state of Michigan in the city of Flint. Where the water supply has been tarnished, tainted, destroyed, if you will, by stupid political corruption and movement. So who's responding to the call and helping out? Cher has sent a truckload of water to residents of Flint. She's been tweeting her disgust at the lead poisoning situation there. She partnered with Icelandic Glacial to bring a truckload, a complete semi-truckload of water to Flint residents. So good for her stepping up to the plate in a situation that is really ridiculous. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate, with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer, with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-2602. That's 1-800-679-2602. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-2602. That's 1-800-679-2602.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Yeah. Alright, where are we now?
That'd be 34 past the hour on good day.
No, it's not there. You have 33 and change that.
13 seconds.
Among friends, very important.
10.
Oh, yeah. Very important that we have.
Might as well consider it.
All this stuff. Alright, so Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day with Rich McFadden, focused on my grammar and how hysterical was used.
It's Jennifer, so funny because Dougie is like,
conversation, but.
Yeah, Doug is like the guy who likes to correct all of us. When you say, how you doing? And you say, I'm good. He goes, no, you're well. You're not doing good. You know, he gives you the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, he got corrected himself, a little grammatical smackdown from the lady in his life, because he said, during our last little segment of the show, he said, Meredith is hysterical. Well, no, Dougie, she's perfectly fine, but
really?
She is hysterically funny, if you want to say that.
All right. I'm moving along
mic
now.
Mic drop.
So the Powerball jackpot generating a lot of conversation over the weekend. I was looking at some of the things that have come about since Friday when John and Lisa Robinson, who are the folks from Munford, Tennessee, that are the winners. They appeared on the Today Show with their daughter Tiffany, their lawyer Joe, and his daughter Eileen to talk about winning, even though they hadn't gone to claim their money. Here, there was Savannah Guthrie and Carson Daly talking to them about what happened. Savannah asked them why they came to the Today Show.
I'd rather hear that one.
Would you really rather hear that?
Yeah.
Social media went nuts on Friday. There was another woman in Tennessee who launched the GoFundMe. This is, I think, really the story, frankly. And we have the story at DougSteffen.com from today's show. This GoFundMe account that was set up for a woman who claimed to have blown her entire savings on Powerball tickets and wanted to get help from people. Her name was Cinnamon Nicole. She set up a campaign saying she expected to win the prize when she and her family spent their fortune on lottery tickets, despite There was a 1 in 300 million chance of actually winning. The GoFundMe account read, quote, "Please help me and my family as we have exhausted all of our funds. We spent all of our money on lottery tickets expecting to win and now are in dire need of cash." So her GoFundMe page, which netted her about $800 in 7 hours, was shut down by GoFundMe. And then she said, "I'm certain we'll be able to pick ourselves up from the trenches of this loss and spend another fortune trying to hit the game again."
There's some really stupid people.
It's called
people.
Powerball Reimbursement Fund. If you donated to that, you wasted. They had $100,000. Their goal was $100,000. That's what they wanted to get. They got $800,000 of the.
Why did GoFundMe take the page down? I mean, why shouldn't they be allowed to let some dummy give them money?
Yeah,
if they
I think I'm with you. If they, I mean, GoFundMe, what is the idea there is you're supposed to help people. So they ask for help, and, you know, whether if you're dumb enough to give them money, good luck to you.
Be the, what is the old expression, the day two fools met?
Yeah. It's also a caveat emptor. So I'm looking at my Powerball.
But the people that won the ticket, Doug?
Yeah.
They're crazy. This guy flew to New York to be on the Today Show before they had been to the state lottery board to certify that they owned the winning ticket.
Right.
The guy had the ticket in his pocket like it was a
McDonald's.
Somebody
could have knocked him over the head
like
when
that.
He went out the door.
Right.
All right, here's Savannah. Richie, play that cut as to why they came to the Today Show.
You were brought into touch with Joe, your lawyer, mm-hmm. who then said, you know, it would make sense to call a national media outlet because then that way you have control over the story. That was your thinking, right, Joe?
Yes.
So you called your daughter, Eileen, who happens to be a reporter in Memphis, and tell us now, Eileen, how you got in touch with us, because it's a story, too.
Well, I Googled, how do you call NBC? And I called and got passed up the line and eventually talked to a producer, and they were rightly a little bit suspicious, and we talked through it and decided to make it happen.
Wow. You called our switchboard.
Yes.
We're giving a raise to whoever answers
yes.
the phone that they
who in your world knows right now?
Just our immediate family.
Just our immediate
besides everybody watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody now knows.
But just your immediate family knew up until
yeah.
a few minutes.
Well, when we verified it that morning at 4:30, I tried to get her over to the house. I tried to tell her, hey, I need, it was some Advil or something. I need you to bring them over to my, because she lives down the road from us. I said, I need you to bring them to the house. Well, she didn't bring them to the house. She got somebody else to bring them to the house. So I had to stop what I was doing. I had to go over to her house, and me and her mother sit down and said, listen, we got to talk to you.
And Tiffany, what did you think when you heard this?
I was excited and nervous at the same time.
Did you Google how much are private jets?
No, I didn't actually know anything really at that point. I went into work, so I worked all day.
Yeah, it must be hard to be, I mean, Mumford's not a huge town.
Will you move?
No. We hope not to move. We've been there forever.
Yeah.
But have you had friends saying, hey, what's going on? Do you think you won the lottery?
We had to ignore a lot of calls, and we had to ignore because we didn't want to have to, you know.
A lot of Texas.
All right.
Really,
so
some dumb people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I really.
That's you know, the way you wrap it up, Reggie.
They got tons of money now, and they're really dumb. And I bet you, in 5 years, the follow-up
that's
to this story will be.
That's a lousy thought.
You know what? If you take a $300 million piece of paper to New York without certifying it first, and you're going to stay at your job, the woman works in a dermatologist's office answering phones,
yeah.
and she says she's going to stay there. How long do you think that's going to last? One time when the doctor walks up and says, I need you to file this. I'm worth $300 million. You file it.
Lovely. All right, let's see what else is of interest and import. The SpaceX rocket took off from Vandenberg Air Force Base, other side of the country. Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg. The rocket performed very well. A touchdown, you know, one of the things that heralds the goodness of this whole program is that they reuse the pieces of the booster and the rockets themselves as they can. So anyway, they launched this SpaceX rocket out into space, test it. And the one of the things is that it has the ability to come back to Earth and land either on a barge or on land. So it came back to the land touchdown fine. The rocket did not remain upright because one of the legs failed. It fell over and blew up. But it did do most everything.
It was a perfect landing, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing just touched down perfectly.
Yep.
And then just fell over and exploded.
Yeah, right.
So they won't be using that one again. But I just I find it amazing that they that this, you know, the first one they had, it just flew back to Earth and they caught it out of the ocean.
Yeah.
That they can land this thing on a barge somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, a lot of people are wondering what's going on in Oregon this Monday morning.
Yeah, how are they? Are they still holed up?
A lot of people are commenting. We've had a number of posts, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, on this situation. John writes, they all should be arrested for trespassing, and if any of them raise a gun toward federal authorities, they should be charged with sedition and treason. It's way past time to put these gun nuts in prison. Treason doesn't apply to this. There's no treason involved in this at all. There's trespassing. If you believe that the land that you pay for as a taxpayer isn't yours to go on, the way they did it maybe isn't the right way to do it. But I still think we need to look very, very seriously and long at the amount of federal land the government owns and your lack of being able to access it unless you pay. You go to the, right? Roberta's always telling us, oh, there's a special today on at the federal, the parks. You can get in for half price. Why should we have to pay at all?
Yeah, there are. Aren't we already double? It's kind of like double paying, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. Kennedy writes, if Muslims tried this, they'd be considered terrorists. These people are white, domestic, armed terrorists with political agendas. They should be treated as terrorists. I don't know where to go with that. Maybe yes, maybe no. I think that they have a legitimate point.
The difference being that they're in an unoccupied building and they're not going to hurt anybody but themselves.
Right. Ron writes, the authorities unleashed a massive amount of police force on the occupiers from Occupy Wall Street who weren't armed. We're not a threat to them, and for the most part, we're not violent. They are not even shutting the roads down and allowing these people to come and go in Oregon. Have used zero force on them. I'm remembering back. Remember, we're talking Martin Luther King Day today. We're talking about protesting, organized uprisings, and that sort of thing, which I support. The Occupy Wall Street movement went a lot broader than at first thought, and there were a lot of people who did a lot of good there. Why don't we keep that up? Why don't we do it all the time? There are so many things. That was all the Occupy thing was at first twisted and turned around to be some sort of thing from the liberal agenda, but it wasn't really when you get right down to it. There were a lot of people protesting a lot of different things, and their protests had a lot of merit, frankly. I thought it was a good move, and I supported it wholeheartedly. I thought that the points they were making, I mean, there are a lot of people on Wall Street that are screwing the system, screwing you. I mean, look at the results of any of these. Goldman Sachs just admitted to screwing the public and paid a $5 billion fine last Friday. That's not worth protesting? What it cost you to get a mortgage, even though you hear the screams. I love these ads in California. Jennifer, I think, has a mortgage from, what is it, Cash Call?
Cash Call.
Yeah.
The best thing I ever did.
Yeah.
I used to listen to the ads and go, oh, you know, it must be, this. There must be a scam, something like that. I tried forever just to refinance my house, not taking out any extra cash at all. But the banks made me jump through so many hoops, and I have good credit. I decided, you know what, just as a Hail Mary, I'll call Cash Call, and within 3 days, my loan was done.
Set. Yeah.
Nothing bad to say about that at all.
At a good rate.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do you say to, if you look at the story of what happened at the Wall Street investors and the way that they went about packaging all this stuff. Again, go to the movie The Big Short. You see it all explained there. But in essence, what happened was the money that was made on these bad loans, that's sort of why the fine is as big as it is. But imagine if that hadn't been the case, and you probably could save another half of a point on your mortgage. Of all the people, if you really get down to the brass tacks of what it costs to do all of this, and they're going to pass the cost on to you anyway, because that's how they do it. So if all of these things hadn't happened and they'd been honest, you could get a mortgage cheaper even than the 3 points that they're screaming about today. Get a 3% mortgage. Your mortgage would be 2.5% if it weren't for all the corruption in the banking industry.
In that movie anywhere, how the government were the ones that gave them the go-ahead to do these reckless loans.
There was no Barney Frank. No, they didn't do any of that. No.
And
no.
Do they blame it all in the that movie how all of the fines that Goldman Sachs are paying, the government's keeping half of the fines?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are they doing
so
with the money?
So basically it's a money grab for the government.
Here's Richard who writes, they are using my tax money for all these shenanigans. Starve them out and put them to work in the prison laundry. This is the reference to what's going on in Oregon. Come on, pal.
Come on, pal.
The prison laundry. We have 46 minutes past the hour on the Good Day program.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Federal tax fraud is set to $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well-positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
48 and change past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Richie and I. This is not a laughing matter. The Archdiocese of Seattle has released the names of 77 members of their clergy, the Catholic clergy there, who have sexually abused children. The sex abusers comprise mostly men. They are either priests or deacons. Some of them, at least one of them, was a brother of the other. There was a nun involved in this, too. Wow.
A nun?
A nun. The Seattle Archbishop J. Peter Sartnian apologized for the misdeeds of the abusers. The list is made up of allegations of sexual abuse and have been confirmed and admitted to by the participants. The police are involved in this. This is the latest. Last night on the Critics' Choice Award, Spotlight won the two major awards. Did you see that? The best picture of the year. I found the Critics Association usually follows a little different path than does the Golden Globe or the Oscars. But I thought it was interesting that that's a very important movie. If you have not seen, there are a lot of really important movies around now, actually, that are quite good. The Concussion movie, the Bank movie, Big Short, this movie, Spotlight, and they're all getting a lot of good recognition from the various groups that give out awards, which I think is I think that's an important thing, frankly. That's what I think. What do you think? That's what's important as well. 51 after here on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Nothing I've been told about these people is correct. They are not beggars and thieves. They are not the boogeymen they have been made out to be. On the contrary, they are polite guests and have a familiar humor I enjoy. Supplies are abundant. My country is everything I dreamed it would be. There can be no place like this on earth. Spirits are high, and overnight I have gone from a person of suspicion to one of genuine standing. I am greeted with open smiles and looks of appreciation. In short, I have become a celebrity.
The movie Dances with Wolves did a lot for Kevin Costner's career, I think, in a lot of different ways. The music that you're hearing, we get started with movie moments by having some music from movies. This is from the Oscar-winning score to Dances with Wolves by John Barry. And then Costner and some of the excerpts from the movie itself.
Remember how huge that movie was when it came out?
Big epic.
I mean, it is. Yeah. Because everybody's like, is he crazy doing a movie where he just kind of thinks to himself for 2.5 or 3 hours? It was long.
It did superbly well.
Yeah,
superbly.
And it's a good movie.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Go along.
Yeah. All right, well, but you got to have a little attention span there, Richie.
Yeah, that's me.
How that works.
But it's good.
Yep, good way to get us started. We're going to go through the box office totals, 13 hours in the focus, because of something Jennifer and I both saw. We want Richie to go see. We want you to go see it. It was a very important, I thought, important movie this past weekend. We have the actual list. The poll last week focused on the Golden Globes. I thought it was interesting, and I never really... I was making comment about the Critics Awards last night. Sylvester Stallone won again. But when we asked what your favorite part of the Golden Globes was, 37% said Sylvester Stallone, which I think is a superb reality.
Yeah, good for
him. I think it's telling. You know, he made a comeback and hadn't been recognized before. Pretty cool.
And then the attention being given to John Krasinski and the different kind of role that he played in 13 Hours. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. This is Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, so let's go through the top five movies of the weekend. I don't know whether Richie or Jennifer, you've got that. Then
I've
I want to talk about 13 Hours. Go ahead, Jen.
Surprisingly, it looks like, and this is, you know, they still have some more tabulations to do, but as of today, Ride Along 2 was the top movie at the box office.
All right, so let me make a comment about that.
Grant.
I went into the movies. I couldn't get in to see, the first time I went to see Benghazi, I couldn't get in because the theater was sold out. So I went to see this movie with Ice Cube and this just unbelievably annoying Kevin Hart. And I got up and walked out of the movie and because it was just so annoying, and actually went into another movie that had Richard Gere and Dakota Fanning in it called The Benefactor. Weird, really strange, and awful movie. Don't go see that either. All right, go ahead, Jennifer.
All right, so number one, Ride Along, made $34 million so far this weekend. The Revenant, in at number two, with $29 million. Star Wars, unbelievable, $851 million is their total U.S. gross. This weekend alone, $25 million. 13 Hours, The Story of Benghazi, in at number four, with $16 million. And number five is Daddy's Home, with $9 million over the weekend. $129 million total. That movie did a lot better than I think people thought.
Yeah. And Krasinski, who stars in this movie, who was from The Office, talked about how long he was told that he shouldn't waste his time trying to get the role because Michael Bay wouldn't even look at his tape. Look at his things
to be honest.
But he was very good in it. It's a good movie. There's a great message in it. So please check it out. I haven't seen it yet. 13 Hours. That's the review here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.